Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. And in all three states, COVID leads the news. A letter was sent home to Region 1 parents, students, and grandparents yesterday from Lisa Carter, the superintendent. Quote, I hope this letter finds you and your family well, given the recent series of letters you've received from our schools and from my office. It's a good time to review the current situation with respect to the rise in positive COVID-19 cases and Region 1 plans for going forward. As you know, each one of the school districts has experienced at least one positive case of COVID-19. The most recent cases have emerged on the heels of one another and in the midst of overwhelming state and national news. It's not a wonder why we all may be feeling anxious by their appearance. These cases are concerning as they indicate the presence of some community spread, but has been true since the beginning of the school year, and there's been no transmission within our schools. As we have communicated to you in the past, our students and staff are distanced from one another. Everybody is wearing face masks and washing hands frequently. Where possible, students are placed in grade-level cohorts, and their movement throughout the building is limited. Facilities management and custodial staff have adhered to strict expectations and routines with regard to cleaning. Finally, only one staff and student are allowed in school buildings. When cases do arise, they are readily identifiable and containable, and the region has made safe and conservative decisions with regard to closing school and our classrooms, and feel that mitigation strategies are working and that the staff and students are safe as they can be while in school, in addition to mitigation protocols that they follow in their buildings. She went on to say she met several times with the Connecticut State Department of Education and Health this week, the Torrington Area Health District, Litchfield County Superintendents Association, and with their medical advisor, Dr. Suzanne Lefebvre. They know that the school district month total of number of cases to date, Kane and the Lee H. Kellogg School, one community member, Cornwall Consolidated School, one staff member, Kent Center School, one student, two community members, North Canaan Elementary School, November, four students, two community members, one staff member, three community members, Region 1, Housatonic Valley Regional High School, October, November, one student, three students, Salisbury Central School, November, one student, one staff member, Sharon Center School, October 1st, one staff member. At this time, all of those groups are recommending that based on relatively low town and school numbers to keep schools open for in-person learning. However, the advice remains that we should be prepared to make a shift to distance learning if we see serious upticks in cases that are widespread in any of our communities, or if we begin to see untraceable transmission in our schools. Continuing on with other news on COVID-19 within the state of Connecticut, 71% rise in students testing positive for the virus statewide. The number of students in Connecticut schools K through 12 who have tested positive for the coronavirus soared over the past week to just under 1,200. Further, the total staff members reporting positive climbed 49% to just under 500 total. The rapid rise in cases involving schools mirrors the overall trend statewide in Connecticut, where cases have risen sharply. In Torrington, they have closed all six public schools over the past week. The Board of Education accepted the superintendent's proposal for the entire district to transition to distance learning yesterday through December 4th. Students and staffers will return to in-person learning December 7th. Those who want to stick with remote learning will have that option. As COVID cases mount in New York, school districts plan on going remote in advance of Thanksgiving. At least eight school districts across the Mid-Hudson Valley are closing doors to their schools early for Thanksgiving due to confirmed cases of COVID-19. All of Millbrook students and Arlington High School students were sent home early on Thursday when the district received positive reports of COVID cases in the morning. Those schools will remain closed until after Thanksgiving weekend, Monday, November 30th. That's the plan several districts are now following while engaging in some remote learning on planned school days. However, some are already looking beyond the weekend. Pine Plains announced its high school will stay remote until early January. Spackenkill plans for one of its schools to remain remote following November 30th and warned parents other schools may also go that route. School leaders have cited positive cases within school buildings, staffing shortages, and increasing infection rate across the region as the reason for remote learning. According to state state data and cases reported on the district sites. As of Thursday, public schools in the region have seen roughly 83 positive cases. As of Monday, that number was only 49. On Thursday, 8 districts in Dutchess County notified families that either the entire district or individual buildings would go full remote through Thanksgiving. Quote, "We have been in-person learning for 10 weeks now, and I believe, given the limitations, we're doing a great job providing a safe and wonderful learning experience," end quote. That from Dover Superintendent Mike Tierney. "Currently, I have not made any recommendations or decisions about prolonged closure after Thanksgiving. We will monitor the positivity rates and requirements needed for us to decide our next steps." 4 Berkshire school districts have opted in on rapid COVID-19 testing. 4 Berkshire County schools or districts will take part next month in the rollout of no-cost rapid COVID-19 tests. In all, 134 school districts, charter schools, or special education programs will take part in the program that's likely to expand as part of the Baker administration's drive to support in-person learning. Tests will be administered to students or staff who show symptoms of the disease while their school is in session. Only schools that have a form of on-site instruction were eligible to take part. Locally, Berkshire Hills, Central Berkshire, and Southern Berkshire regional school districts will take part, along with the Clarksburg School, according to the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. If you live in Salisbury or North Canaan, you might have received an important message about COVID-19. As the State Department of Public Health has issued public health alerts, making sure that you have information you need to stay safe and healthy and ensure that the state beats and shuts down COVID-19. Out of Great Barrington, it appears the Great Barrington Board is poised to reject the airport expansion permit in a story in the Berkshire Eagle. It's been a long run-up to likely decision, which is coming on Monday. The Select Board is poised to reject a special permit that would allow the construction of 6 hangars at the Great Barrington Airport. At a 7th continuation of its public hearing, 3 of the 4 board members who can vote indicated that the permit will not fly based on legal standards set by the town's bylaws. In a flood of letters to the board, residents and aviators say the roughly 90-year-old airfield is a community asset that should be supported, saying safety would be improved by keeping planes inside the garages. By the way, the planning board vetted the proposal in August and found that the storage on concrete pads indoors is far safer for the environment than tying them to the ground, as most aircraft are now. Sharon Land Trust will hold its annual meeting virtually today at 4 p.m. Keynote speaker will be Tom Zetterstrom, discussing 2 invasive management successes in town. You can go to SharonLandTrust.org for more information on how to register for that event today. The Wasaic Fire Company and Auxiliary sponsoring a Baked Ham dinner takeout only drive-through pickup style at the Wasaic Firehouse, 4 to 6 p.m. Tickets are $15 each. Pre-order tickets at 845-789-1059. A Cornwall town meeting is set to receive the town report and vote on the 5-year capital plan at 7 p.m. at the Cornwall Consolidated School, 5 Cream Hill Road. On the 21st in Cornwall, Robert Andrew Parker art on display at the library at 5 p.m. at Cornwall's Geology with Hugh Cheney via Zoom. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 29,483.23, the NASDAQ at 11,904.71, and the S&P 500 at 3581.87. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.